Hey everybody, and welcome to Your Spiritual Best Friend on Spotify, wherever you guys are listening to the podcast. I am the host, Josh Sanchez, and the purpose of Your Spiritual Best Friend is to connect spirituality, mental health, and astrology all in one, because it's important for everyone to realize that we are all on our own spiritual journey at the end of the day. So the more we open up, the more we are able to connect with each other and grow as a collective society. So sit back and relax and enjoy Your Spiritual Best Friend. All right, everybody, and welcome to another podcast of Your Spiritual Best Friend. I am your host, Josh Sanchez. And man, I must say, for today's podcast, we're going to classify it as a bonus podcast because we're going to get into a little bit about self-reflection. We're going to get a little bit about the latest chapter in my life, as today is my birthday. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the new moon in Taurus, what this might mean for you, what energy we might expect. And then we are going to end on our weekly tarot reading as well. But for everybody, before I really get into each of these topics, I just want to say again, if you guys are a big fan of the podcast, please like and hit that subscribe button. It definitely will mean a lot to me and also the podcast too, if you guys just check out all the stuff, all the fun stuff between getting astrology chart, your astrology chart read, between, you know, wanting to get tarot cards read. I do it all. So it's up to you guys, you know, just hit that subscribe button. It really would mean a lot to me. But when it comes to this podcast, the first topic, I just wanted to really hit you guys with, you know, I believe birthdays are always a good time for us to, you know, one, enjoy the good moments in our life, right? Like, enjoy, you made it another year. It's another year on your journey, right? To self-discovery, to realizing some things about yourself. And it's also a really good opportunity for you guys, you know, to take some time to reflect deeply on what has happened this year. What has changed in this past year? How have I improved? What are some things I still need to work on? And I think that is something for me that I am realizing today, that I have been taking a lot of steps forward, and there's also some more work for me to do. So as I embark on my next chapter, so today is my birthday, May 15th. I remember this time last year, turning 24, I did a bonus podcast and it was a lot of fun. And it just shows you again, just how if you continue to stay consistent, how rewarding that could be. So the fact that I'm still doing this podcast a year later, the fact that I'm still on my journey in grad school, almost a year, I have a year left now. It's the final stretch of just internship and getting ready for to take the counseling exam, which I'm going to do next spring. And so there's just a lot of stuff, you know, that you don't really think about unless you take the time to reflect deeply. So I did some reflection earlier today, and I realized for myself, because this is a mental health podcast, and I really think sometimes where if the host, you know, can be vulnerable and share some of his experiences, I really feel like that can be very eye-opening for other people, you know, and give you guys a new perspective on things. And this time last year, I was door dashing. I was looking for my full-time job. I actually was trying, I found a couple of opportunities, but it just didn't work out. Just due to like finances and making sure that I had a job that was stable enough, you know, so that way I can work and be able to pay the bills because I am living on my own. So over the course of this year, I found my first career job. I've been there 6 months now, almost 7 months, which has been crazy to think about. This podcast really started to take off last spring after I did a couple of like interviews with some good astrologers and also some other experts in the field. And it just shows you again, like, it puts your life in the perspective on how much things have changed over the past year. And now I am 25 years old. I have 5 more years left till I'm 30, which is crazy to think about. because like when you're younger, right, you're seeing your adults, you're seeing your parents, you're seeing like the people that have helped like raise you, you know, grow older, and you don't really think about it until it starts to hit you. And I think after your 21st birthday, that is when it's like, all right, like these birthdays become like less important. Now it's just like a reminder of, dang, like I'm getting older. I'm getting older. And one of the things I realized closer to now my 25th birthday, I realized I need to prioritize taking care of my own health. Because, you know, when you're younger, like you get into like some just unhealthy habits. And when you're younger, your body recovers quicker. When you start to get older, you start to realize, dang, my body's not really recovering as it used to be. So what I did was to challenge myself. I got my blood work done. I'm seeing a doctor now, first time in a couple of years. I'm making sure that like I'm seeing a dentist regularly, just doing all those little things. Also finding a new counselor. So it's like all of these things, you know, are important. And this is just a reminder, right? Checking in with yourself, using your birthday as a good reflection on, you know, like what are some things I did really good this past year? What are some things that, you know, was challenging? And I think for me, especially now with Mercury being in retrograde, it's no longer now. Yesterday was the last day. It was a good reminder of I still need improvement with my own communication and being able to, you know, be more preemptive and assert myself more when it comes to communicating when things are going on, when things are getting rough, when things are challenging. Just because, you know, like the more you speak up, right, the more people are there to help you, especially if you surround yourself with people that care about you and support you. I also think birthdays are a good reminder, too, of your impact on people, the people that wish you happy birthday, because you don't think about it day to day where, you know, like the little things you do, right? Checking in on people, having great conversations with people. You don't realize the importance of that. And when people are wishing you a happy birthday and people are reaching out, some people you haven't talked to, you know, in some time, it's like a good reminder, right? To just be like, dang, like our impact on the people around us is very important, regardless if we're aware of it or not. So, you know, continuing to be a good role model, continuing, you know, to continue the image and the word that you are spreading is so important. And I think that's one of the things I can say I'm very blessed. I'm in this field where it does take a lot of emotional toll, but you're starting to see the rewards of the work. I don't really like to brag and talk about accomplishments, but I did get the first employee of the month at my job as well. And that was a really good, you know, just reminder of the work I have been doing. And it just shows you again, like, you don't really realize all the people that are truly watching, you know, and the people that are listening. Even with this podcast, like sometimes it hits me too, where when I get emails and I get all of this stuff, like it's a good reminder that, you know, like you keep going. Like you don't realize the impact that you are doing. And I think that's something that today was a really good reminder. Because as I'm turning 25 and as I have one more year left of school and I'm going to get my master's and I'm going to pass the counseling exam this time next year, that'll all be done. And, you know, that'll be a new step in my journey because I know I want to get closer and closer to becoming an outpatient therapist, working with clients from middle school and up, you know, so that's definitely something that I see myself doing. I envision myself doing. And now it's just, you know, continuing along that journey. And to think that last year where I didn't even have a job in my field, I needed experience. That was something that was incredibly anxiety inducing for me because the degree is nice, but what makes getting a job easier is getting the experience in the field. And the fact that I've reached that goal and I'm really close to hitting that mark of how long I really wanted to, you know, be in the field while in school is really rewarding. And having this podcast, starting back up my sports podcast with my buddy, it's been a really great year. And I appreciate my friends. I appreciate all the people that have been in my life this past year. whether you've helped me by showing me things, helped me by correcting my mistakes, or like it's just another year thankful to make it to 25, and it's been blessed. And we'll see how the rest of the year unfolds and what happens on another podcast next year, where we talk about 26, and then we get closer and closer to my Saturn returns, which is going to come up, and that's going to be a real eye opener. There's going to be some problems, old problems that might resurface. So you just never know. So I wanted to start the podcast with that. And I wanted to just give you guys, you know, an opportunity as I was describing my own experiences. A birthday is a really good time period for you guys as well to reflect on your own experiences. What has changed from your past birthday to now? It's just something, you know, just to think about. We all need time, you know, to reflect. And especially now with the new moon, which we'll talk about in a couple more minutes, coming up on May 19th, it's a great opportunity to reflect on what has transpired this past month, especially with Mercury being in retrograde since probably like April 20th. Yeah, Mercury's been in retrograde since April 20th. So just reflect on how that went. So that was our first topic. I just wanted to give you guys just an update on my life currently. Again, appreciate everyone, the new people I've met, the new things I've learned in this field, and just continuing to grow step by step as I get closer to what I want to do. So now we're going to talk about the Taurus new moon, because I know the date is around May 19-ish. Depending on where you are in the world, it might be May 18th, it may be May 20th. It all depends on where you are in the world. But this Taurus new moon is like, it's like a good ending to a season that has been pretty intense if you look at it, because Mercury being in retrograde from April 20th to May 14th, there's been a lot of communication lapse, whether that is through old stuff being brought up, whether that is technological issues, whether that is inconsistencies with communication. This has been something that has been happening these past couple weeks. And I just want you guys, and with this new moon coming out, it's a really good opportunity for you guys, you know, to reflect on how this past month has been for you. Has your communication been lacking? Has there been any issues or blocks you have with people in your life? This Mercury in retrograde was a good reminder for that. And now that this new moon is coming, it's like a feeling that the end of a very stressful time is near, and we're getting ready for summer, and we're going to get ready for a great fun time. And I know Gemini season is right around the corner as well. I believe we have 6 days, May 21st. So this Taurus new moon is a good reminder. It's a good feeling of this month has been crazy in terms of like our communication and technological issues and traveling issues. But, you know, this new moon is a great opportunity for you guys to reflect on this past month and give yourself and think about the things that you guys need. So that way you can hit that self reset button. That's what I was trying to say. So when it comes to the Taurus new moon, here is some of the opportunities you guys may feel or, you know, experience. So this is a great opportunity to survey habits to see which is truly supportive. Another one is looking to nature for guidance and groundedness. Some challenges during this new moon: a swell of stubbornness limits adaptability. So check your stubbornness, people. And focusing too much on the mundane without looking under the surface. So those are some opportunities and challenges you guys will face. Some really good affirmations for this Taurus new moon that I really enjoy. My senses delight and inform me. Tauruses are all about the senses, the 5 senses, sight, smell, taste, feel, touch. So this is a great new moon for you guys to feel that. Being practical yields great possibilities. That's another important affirmation. The earth supports and nurtures me. So the earth has your back. The physical earth has your back. And the last one, I am safe. This is a very important one, because in our environments, right, we might not feel safe. We might not feel comfortable. So to remind ourselves that we are safe can really help us through those tough times. So some self-care rituals during this full moon, this new moon, my apologies. Listen to music and buy yourself some flowers or some earthly stones, you know, to bring you comfort. Crystals as well. I bought a new crystal, and it really promotes groundedness, which I love. So take care of yourself, you know, buy yourself some little things to just help you work on that anxiety or work on those fears that you have experienced. So for this Taurus new moon, there's also going to be three reflection questions. You guys know on every new moon and full moon podcast, I always like to give you guys three reflection questions as well. So the first question, what does security mean to me? So what do you need to feel secure? What is your own definition of security? The second question, and these will all be in the show description as well, so I'll add these questions on there. The second question, what do I consider to be the epitome of a pleasurable experience? So what do you guys feel like is like the trigger, you know, to a pleasurable experience? What is something, you know, that makes you feel good? It makes you experience and feel good and have a good experience. And the third question, how can I forge a deeper connection to the earth? Tauruses are all about, you know, the five senses, the earth, the physical space, the things you see, the things you feel, the things you touch. So how can you get a deeper connection with that? So those are the three questions again for you guys during this Taurus new moon. And again, just opportunities, affirmations, self-care rituals. These are all important. And again, I'll make sure I will put everything in the show description as well. So that way you guys can check it out and all that fun stuff. But to wrap up the Taurus new moon discussion, I just wanted to just relate and see how it might affect you guys based off of, you know, your sign. Since Taurus energy is a fixed energy, so all my fixed signs, so Aquariuses, Leos, Tauruses, and Scorpios, you guys might feel the new moon's presence a little bit more than others because Taurus, again, is a fixed energy. So you might feel this intense energy of all the questions I just asked, trying to get connected deeper to Earth. Maybe, you know, trying to ground yourself. This is a very, there's an importance of that. So those are just some things for you guys to, you know, just really think about. So, I mean, other than that, expect a groundedness, expect a more calm energy. Again, this is feeling like the end of a stressful Mercury retrograde that hit us all throughout Taurus season. But let me know what you guys think. You guys can either comment, you guys can like, subscribe to the podcast. We're going to take a quick minute break here as I set up my tarot cards as well. But you guys are listening to Your Spiritual Best Friend with your host, Josh Sanchez. I will be right back in a jiffy. Hey, everyone. This episode is brought to you by Podcash as a collaboration between Racket and Stir. Podcash gave away over $100,000 to up-and-coming podcasters as a way to support insanely creative and inspiring podcasters. We know how difficult it can be to get a podcast off the ground and running, but with Podcash, it's a great way to get cash, and best of all, it's all free for your podcast. So if podcasting has been on your to-do list or you're already a podcaster, go to podcash.com to stay up to date with future podcast happenings. That's, again, podcash.com, podcash.com. I hope to see your future podcast. Hey, everybody. I hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. I just want to give you guys a very special announcement. So starting in the beginning of September, I will be doing astrology chart readings for anybody that is interested in learning a little bit more about themselves and their natal chart. I am not someone that is going to predict the future, but I am someone that is going to give you guidance and really help you process yourself in the present moment, whatever challenges or blocks that you face. But you can click on the link in the show description to schedule a one-on-one meeting with me where you get your chart read, where it's going to be a very safe space for you guys to open up and share your own journeys, your own anxieties, fears, and I hope that we can both learn something from each other along the way. I do have a confidentiality agreement that everyone must sign and follow, and prices will vary depending on the income in which you guys make. I am someone that is very flexible and knows that we all have certain situations in life that can impact us financially, emotionally, anything pretty much. But it really is just a safe space for everyone to connect, grow, and learn some things about themselves. So again, you can check out that link to schedule a one-on-one call with me, Josh Sanchez, host of Your Spiritual Best Friend, and I hope to see everybody soon and to help you along the way on your own spiritual journey. All right, guys, and we are back. So I hope you guys enjoyed that quick little break, and hopefully you guys, you know, took some time to do those reflection questions that was mentioned below. So, and like, again, all the reflection questions will be in the show description, so nothing to worry about, even if you guys miss, you know, this live stream. So we're going to start with our tarot card reading. This is going to be our wrap up of the podcast. So again, I was looking for around 30, 35 minutes on this podcast because I know it's a bonus birthday podcast. So when it comes to this week's tarot card reading, my question is going to be simple. What energy should me and my podcast listeners expect during this next week? So now that Mercury in retrograde is done, what energy should we expect for this Taurus new moon and all of that fun stuff? So that is everything that is happening this upcoming week. So what energy should we expect? So I'm going to thank my ancestors again. I'm also very excited again because, you know, like, we're connecting on my birthday, which is cool. This is like my first time doing one on my birthday. So I'm actually very thankful and excited. So thank you, ancestors, for giving us another great opportunity. So I'm going to pull three cards. And as you guys can see, my deck is the Modern Way Tarot. So that is the deck that I got. My girlfriend hooked me up. So again, my question again is, what energy should me and my podcast listeners expect this upcoming week? So as I shuffle my cards, and I love the sound of, you know, the cards that are shuffling. So let's see here. And then there's one. All right, there's one. Let's see. Two more. There we go. All right, so this is the energy we should be expecting this week. So this is me and my podcast listeners. So we got a very interesting reading so far. So first, our first card we got, if you guys can see live, I have the King of Wands. So you just picture this king. He's sitting there on royalty. He has a wand with three birds on top. I really like the imagery of this. So let me pull up wands real quick. So the King of Wands, here we go. One of the last cards in the deck. So there's page, king, queen. There we go. Ignore my commentary, guys. All right, so King of Wands. Protective, innovative, inspiring. The final card in the suite, the King of Wands, excludes a natural authority. This majesty is also full of creative energy. A mastermind of new strategies, he uses self-expression to get what he desires, since it's a king, right? But it isn't just creation that the King of Wands is focused on. It is the implementation of his plan. The King of Wands dominates his environment and earns respect as well as a willing compliance. When he appears in your reading, he represents real power over any situation. This is an excellent sign if you are facing problems that seem unsolvable. The personality of the Kings of Wands suggests the answer you seek will be found only when you embrace your personal power and sense of boldness. So I believe what this card is telling us right away, right from the get-go, is that this month has been crazy, right? But this is a great time period this week for you guys to use more self-expression. You know, dig deep for yourself. Find those things, right, that you enjoy, right? You are in charge of it. It's your own personal power that is the key. That'll help you find that sense of confidence. So the King of Wands is a really good start. So now the second card in the reading is the Hanged Man. So just giving you guys a heads up. I mean, the card is pretty much what it explains, the Hanged Man, right? So it's a guy, he's upside down. His leg is upside down. And if you guys can see the cross, so it's not as graphic, right? So what this means is letting go, sacrificing, pausing to reflect, contemplation. This card represents the waiting game that is often a part of life progression. Although we are rarely happy about being stuck in limbo, there are also times where nothing else can be done and we are forced to be still. This often requires the sacrifice of people and things that we would rather hold on to. The Hanged Man wants you to know that sometimes we have to accept the loss for a greater good. Acceptance and letting go are key if you ever want to move forward. The Hanged Man is also a card of change and metamorphosis. Just as butterflies wrap themselves in a cocoon during their rebirth process, we must also take some time away to renew our minds and spirits. So again, this is just, again, think about areas in your life, you know, where you need to let go. Things, you know, that you need to take more time to reflect. With this Taurus new moon, like I mentioned before, right, it's a great opportunity for you guys to reflect on this past month, the things that have gone in your way this past month, any miscommunications due to Mercury in retrograde, being able to let go, right, and giving yourself time to reflect. We all need those moments. So this is just a reminder, right? So far, the first two cards, we got tapping into our personal power and also giving us some time to get some space if we need space to reflect, right? And let go if we need to let go. And the last card. So this is very interesting. So we got two wands. So this one, the Ace of Wands, creativity. Brilliant ideas, a birth or a fresh start. They say that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. The Ace of Wands carries a similar message, representing a bold step towards a new beginning. The first card in the suite of wands, this ace is full of energy, a creative kind that breathes life into things that did not exist before. It often represents bright ideas and unique plans. Are you waiting to start a new business using your talents, seeking a romantic partner or new friends, wanting to improve your physical appearance? Now is the time to go out on a limb and be brave while thinking outside the box. So far, all three of these cards, it looks like this week is going to be a very good week for everybody. But the Ace of Wands in particular, right? Tapping into creativity, taking that first step, you know, if you wanted to start a business, right? Take your first step, do it. What's stopping you, right? If you want to work on your physical health, run more, tap into that. Tap into workouts, find yourself a personal trainer, right? Like this is your chance. You guys are going to have the energy this week. You know, this is your chance to think outside the box, tapping into that creativity. Connecting all the cards, right? Being able to let go of what's holding you back. Also, you know, tapping into your personal power. That's another thing too. So all three of these cards, it's looking like this week coming up is going to be a very good week for all of my podcast listeners and also for myself, which is something I'm very excited for. So again, just to show you guys before we wrap everything up, the King of Wands, right? It's all about tapping into your personal power, you are in charge, right? Then we have the Hanged Man, which is all about letting go, giving yourself space to reflect. And if you need space, give yourself that space. And then our final card we have is the Ace of Wands, tapping into our creativity, thinking outside of the box, and, you know, trying something new, trying something that you've always wanted to do. So those are our three energies for the podcast. That's our reading. That's pretty much everything I really wanted to discuss on this podcast with you guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed some of the life updates, the deep reflection, the deep thoughts, the new moon discussion, and also the astrology chart reading. But like always, guys, before we wrap up, if you guys are a big fan of the podcast, please like and subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you want to listen. I know recently I started adding more videos, which is great, which I love, and I'm going to continue to do that. But like always, guys, please, again, like and subscribe. It'll mean a lot to me and to the podcast listeners. But I hope you guys, again, have a wonderful night. You stay safe and, you know, tap into that creativity this week. But for now, though, this is Josh, host of Your Spiritual Best Friend, signing off. You won't be able to do it.